You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. GLSEN, formed in 1990 as a national nonprofit organization to help foster a safe and enriching educational environment for LGBT students. And every 2 years, the organization conducts a nationwide survey of middle and high school students. They do this to find out what LGBT students experience while at school. Now, the results of the most recent survey, which was in 2017, were released just last month. And here in Idaho, the survey found the vast majority of LGBT students have experienced some type of bullying. Joining me live on the phone to discuss the results of the survey is Neon Trung, a senior research associate with GLSEN. And joining me in studio is Alex Mills, a Boise-based LGBT advocate. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So, Neon, I want to start with you. You send out these surveys to all 50 states, and then you get the information back. You collate all of the information, and then you put this report together, correct?
That's correct. So, since 2001, we've conducted the National School Climate Survey, which examines the school experiences of LGBTQ secondary school students, as you mentioned, from all 50 states, District of Columbia, and all five U.S. major territories. And the most recent one is 2017. The state snapshots, which is a two-page fact sheet on the school experiences of LGBTQ students, we have this in 2017. We had 41 state snapshots plus Puerto Rico, and this includes the Idaho state snapshot. And what it does is it provides a glimpse into the challenges faced by LGBTQ secondary school students in Idaho schools.
So tell me what you found out then about the climate, particularly in Idaho schools with this last survey.
Right. So we found that just like in the National School Climate Survey, that most LGBTQ students in Idaho felt unsafe in their schools. And this is because of that they heard that there's a high rate of hearing anti-LGBTQ remarks from their peers in school, as well as experiencing there's been a high rate of experiencing anti-LGBTQ victimization in school, and also there's been a high rate of experiencing anti-LGBTQ discriminatory school policies and practices. So, for instance, 94% of LGBTQ students in Idaho schools sometimes, often, or frequently heard the word gay used in a negative way, such as, that's so gay.
Mm. And is this and a 70... growth from last previous years?
It is about this. I would say that if I compared it to, we compared it to the National School Climate Survey, it's similar. Hmm. And also, in terms of victimization, example would be that is that 71% of LGBTQ students in Idaho schools experience verbal harassment based on sexual orientation, and with experiencing anti-LGBTQ discrimination at school, there has also been a high percentage. 71% experience at least one form of anti-LGBTQ discrimination.
So Neon, how do we rank then in this latest survey with these other 41 states as well as Puerto Rico, where you got the information back from?
Right. I would say that we can't compare with other states in the state snapshots because of the fact that there are the demographic makeup is very different depending on which state, and we didn't account for the differences in the demographic makeup. Mm. So, for instance,
yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, Alex, I want to bring you into the conversation because you graduated high school 2 years ago from the West Ada School District. Mm-hmm. And talk to me about your experiences. What Neon just said, does that resonate with you having been a high school student so recently?
You know, one of the first memories I thought about was when I first moved to Idaho in middle school, actually. And there was a group of kids that put glitter in my shoes. I had taken my shoes off, and it was just so formulaic for me coming from Hawaii, from a sense of respect. And I remember being so embarrassed, I threw the glitter away and then put my shoes back on and pretended like it never happened. It's actually the first time I've ever talked about it. And it's something that I think if you look at it, you wouldn't necessarily like correlate right away bullying mm-hmm. or have seen anything externally. But the fact of the matter is I was bullied.
And how it made you feel.
Definitely. And I think, you know, I just think of the students now and what they might be going through. It's so different than probably even what I was accustomed to. But we still see kind of the commonalities, you know. I think a great thing he's highlighting is just the language, right? Using LGBT words in a derogatory way. Kind of, I think, a big thing is education on teacher fronts and educating them about gay-straight alliances and really giving students the opportunity. Maybe, you know, you're not going to completely prevent this bullying, but I think there can definitely be more education to help protect students and give them more resources.
I'm speaking with Neon Trong, Senior Research Associate with GLSEN, and Alex Mills, a local LGBT advocate. We're talking about a recent survey with middle school and high school students across the country about the environment within schools with LGBT students, and we're specifically talking about the state of Idaho. And Alex, even within the 2 years since high school, with you being an advocate, have you seen the climate change at all?
Yeah, I mean, Boise definitely has been growing and changing. I know that we have a giant LGBT diversity problem that's been growing. And I think that's something that a lot of people can support and help grow to make students more comfortable. But I still think we have a lot to grow on. And I think if I spoke to current students, they'd be feeling, you know, similar experiences to mine. I think the real difficult thing is talking about it and it, you know, not being so black and white as, you know, someone specifically identifying them being discriminated based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. Mm-hmm. So I think education to the students and the teachers and everyone involved in the process is really important right now. And also looking to the policy. I mean, kids right now are looking at policymakers more and more, especially with the growth of social media and Twitter. And, you know, right now we're waiting for our legislators to make decisions on our basic safety and human rights.
How do you think Add the Words plays into this? Because here in the state of Idaho, we have not added that to our state constitution. And that, even though there are municipalities in the state that have, does that play into a sense of safety with these students?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I can speak just for myself as a previous student that looking at the politics and what's going on in the policy definitely sets the safety for the students. And we look to the adults to kind of formulate that. And I think, you know, regardless of where you are on these issues, I think we can all agree that Boiseans should be safe and feel comfortable in their community.
And Neon, you've been doing this survey, I believe your first one came out in 2001, correct?
2001, yes, that's correct. Yep.
So within that time span, have you seen change in the survey, good or bad?
So based on the National School Climate Survey data between 2001 and 2017, we have, when comparing 2015 with 2017, we've actually seen fewer positive changes. And I don't want to like talk about the politics of it, because it's, I think that we would need another data point. So we're going to be doing the 2019 National School Climate Survey. We're going to launch it this year, and it won't come out until 2021. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but what I can say is that in terms of like access to LGBTQ related resources and supports, there has been pretty much no change, except for GSAs on a national level. It has increased.
And GSAs being gay straight alliances.
Yes, gay straight alliances. It's increased, and it's been the highest ever, pretty much.
And I need to actually wrap up. I am so sorry. We could have more on this conversation, and I would like to. And I do believe we will link your survey results on our website for people who want to know more. I want to thank both of you for coming in. My guest today, Neon Trong, a Senior Research Associate with GLSEN, and Alex Mills, an Idaho LGBT advocate. Thank you for the conversation. It's an important one to be having.